Travel restrictions at the U.S.-Mexico border were implemented last March in response to the pandemic and essentially prohibit recreational travel, tourism, and visits to family. Many people had hoped they would have been lifted in June as Mexico works to vaccinate residents in cities along its northern border. But last week, they were extended for a 16th month, this time through at least July 21st. Here to talk with us about what that will mean for our state and in neighboring Mexico is Kendall Blust with KJZZ's Fronteras Desk in Hermosillo, Sonora. Kendall, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Lauren.
Okay, so the border is closed now to non-essential travel for yet another month. I know this has been a recurring announcement for many, many months in a row now, as we mentioned. How is this affecting border communities, both in Arizona and in Sonora?
Yeah, it's taken a huge toll, and the extension definitely wasn't the news most people were hoping for. In the U.S., border mayors and county leaders, members of Congress, business leaders, they've all been writing letters and releasing statements and talking to the press, just really pressuring the Biden administration to lift these restrictions. And that's because of the damage they're seeing in their communities. It's just really been a dire situation, both economically and socially. Border cities like Nogales, Arizona, and Douglas and Yuma and others, they're so interconnected with their Sonoran neighbors, and they depend on Mexican shoppers just to stay afloat. So a lot of businesses have closed down or are barely hanging on, maybe opening for just a couple of hours a day. And it's not just border cities. You know, Arizona as a whole gets millions of visitors from Mexico every year who come up for vacations to our tourist destinations, who go shopping in Tucson or in Phoenix and come up to see their family and go out to restaurants. So much of that has just collapsed now. And I talked to Santos Yescas, a program manager with the nonprofit Nogales Community Development in Nogales, Arizona. He says it's just devastating. And at this point, even once the border does reopen, it's probably too late for so many businesses. And a lot of Mexican shoppers are now used to getting what they need south of the border.
Before, they used to ask me, Santos, can you bring me milk? Santos, can you bring me dog food? And I was carrying those stuff to my family members and some friends, but not anymore.
He says they might not come back to Arizona like they used to.
Yeah. You also mentioned social impacts. Can you tell us about that?
Yeah, people don't just cross the border for groceries or to go to work. They're crossing to see their grandparents and their grandkids and their cousins and aunts and uncles. And those ties have been really strained because people can't cross the border. Yescas told me that he's heard from so many families in Nogales, Sonora, particularly who have loved ones who are elderly in the U.S. and who are alone because they used to take care of them and come across, and now there's no one to advocate for them and to make sure that they have the things they need. And it's especially frustrating to so many people because the restrictions can seem illogical and frankly, kind of unfair in a lot of ways. People are still crossing the border in cargo trucks to go to school and work and doctor's appointments. People who can afford to can fly to the U.S. And unlike in Mexico, you know, U.S. citizens and permanent residents are still able to cross the border because of the way the restrictions are written and enforced. So there's just a feeling that these restrictions aren't actually stopping COVID, but they are keeping people from their families and from, you know, supporting Arizona businesses.
Last week, we talked about rising coronavirus cases there in Sonora and in other parts of Mexico as well. How could that impact efforts to reopen the border?
That's definitely a big question for a lot of people. Like you said, they're on the rise in Sonora now for the fifth straight week and are up in other parts of the country too. And the U.S. has said that it uses public health data to make its decisions about restrictions. So it could definitely impact that. But Mexico has been pushing for the restrictions to be lifted based on vaccination rates and has started a border vaccination campaign with the explicit purpose of speeding up that reopening.
And how are those border vaccination efforts going so far?
Well, according to Mexican officials, they vaccinated all adults 18 and older in Baja California, where they started this campaign, and they used about 1.25 million Johnson & Johnson vaccines sent from the U.S. And President Andrés Manuel López Obrador was there this weekend pushing for the U.S. to lift restrictions, at least they are in Baja California. Mexico has floated this idea of doing a city-by-city reopening instead of the full border. Mm-hmm. And we don't know how much longer it will take to vaccinate the rest of the cities. We've gotten a little less than 100,000 shots here in Sonora for San Luis Río Colorado. Vaccinations for 18 to 39-year-olds are set to start there this week, and for some nearby cities like Puerto Peñasco. But we don't know yet for the rest of the state because we don't know where the vaccines will come from because they really used up all of those J&J ones in Baja California. Mm. And then aside from that, you know, vaccines are still rolling out slowly. We're still getting second doses for people 50 and up, first doses to people 40 to 49. So there's really a long way to go.
All right. Much more to watch for there then. That is Kendall Bluss with our Fronteras desk in Hermosillo, Sonora, joining us. Kendall, thank you so much for coming on and for your reporting on all of this.
Well, thank you so much for having me.